Good morning. Good morning. Welcome. Welcome. Another episode, another broadcast. I want to thank all of you for being with me here on the broadcast. Remember, if you get a chance, hit subscribe, share, follow, all those good buttons and everything. Also, let me have some hearts. Let me know what the Lord is doing inside your life. And also put a comment down below that we may be able to pray with you. If you see me look down here, it's because I'm looking at my TikTok. I want to make sure that we're on everywhere. We're seeing, we're potentially seeing over 250,000 people with all my social media past profiles, 26,000 on TikTok. I got 36,000 on one YouTube site. I have 11,000 on Facebook, another 6,000, another Facebook page, another 5,000, another Facebook page, at 25,000 on my X account. And then I have my TViewer account. So about 250,000 people potential. I don't know why I only see five here on TikTok. So the answer is only TikTok can tell me. I think they want me to be on all the time to be able to capture everybody. A lot of stuff's happening in the world today. A lot of stuff is going on around the world. We'll get a chance to talk about that. But I want to make sure that I share a Proverbs and a Psalms with you today and get your day started with prayer. You know, so early in the morning on a Monday morning. Today is January the 8th, and I thank you guys for being with me live, and in person. Hellcat, how you doing? Is that named after the car? Devalle, how you doing? Scroll down, how you doing? You're doing good. And saying hey to everybody that's here on TikTok. Thank you so much for being on. The Boss and Gamma and Brandy and Yamaka. God bless you, Nick, Frey. Bearded, how you guys doing? You guys are fantastic. Thanks for being with me. Penny, God bless you. It's good to see you on here again. Those of you watching online, live on Facebook, Instagram, X, let's see, what else? LinkedIn, those of you on LinkedIn, hey, God bless you guys. I love seeing you guys on here. All right, let's go ahead and get the day started. Got you going. I have here the proverb of the day, Proverbs 8, and I'm going to read 10 and 11. Watch this, Proverbs 8, 10 and 11. It says, take my instructions and not silver, and my knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than jewels, and all desirable things cannot be compared to her. Cannot be compared to her. So here's what it's saying. Instructions. Wisdom will provide for you instructions. The definition of wisdom, as you know, is the ability to use knowledge. That's the definition of wisdom. The ability to use knowledge. You have to get all knowledge that you can built inside you. Put wisdom inside you. I mean, put knowledge inside you. Read books, study, listen to podcasts, things that are fruitful and faithful and productive. And put them all inside you. And look, treat your heart and your mind as a hard drive that you just make deposits in. Make a ton of deposits of everything that you can think of. How to do this and how to do that and why to do this and why to do that. What happened on the other side of the planet and all these different. Just get all this knowledge inside you. Put the word of God. Just read it. Don't try to figure it all out. Don't try to understand everything that's being said. Just read it. And what you're doing is you're putting it inside you. And as you're putting inside you, it's like putting groceries inside a cupboard. You know, sometimes we go buy things because we know they're good, but when we get home, then we look around and say, okay, this is what I'm going to eat, and this is the menu I'm going to put together, and this is what I'm going to go with, and then you can create an incredible meal, a fantastic meal, and when you have that fantastic meal, oh, my God. Well, what happens if you don't buy the stuff? What happens if you don't put it inside the cupboard, and then you're hungry, and you don't know how to make anything? That's the way the Word of God is. You put the Word of God, just put it down deep inside you, and wisdom will rise up and tell you, this is how you use this and how you use that. And you can get yourself going that way. It's awesome, awesome. So now for the Psalms of the day, Psalms 37:7, rest on the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who carries out wicked schemes. Cease from anger, forsake wrath, do not fret. It leads only to evil doings. For evildoers will be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord will inherit the land. And he goes on and says in verse 10, yet a little while and the wicked man will be no more, and you will be careful and you will be careful for his place. You will be carefully for his place. I like that. And he will not be there, but the humble will inherit the land and will delight themselves in the abundant prosperity. Delight themselves in the abundant prosperity. And there's a lot of people that get caught up. You know, why has Bill Gates got all this money and Mark Zuckerberg's got all this money? Why has they got all this money and we got nothing? And he says, look, just wait patiently. But you got to do things according to the word of God. The biggest challenge that we have in today's society is the lack of the word of God. And people do not get into the word of God. I'm convinced there's going to be less people getting to heaven than those that will not make it. I know that's crazy. I know that's crazy. Only because there's less people going to church. There's less people reading the word. Bible sales are all-time low. Downloads of the Bible app is all-time low. Christian book sales are all-time low. Church attendance on an all-time low. All these things on all-time low. And some people say, well, what do we need the church? Some people want to talk negative about the church and so forth. Well, that's why I'm saying what I'm saying. And it's not that the church is not right. It's totally right. It's not to say that the word is not right. The word is totally right. The issue here are the people themselves, arrogancy, pride. And they're going to find themselves in a position that whenever there is an economy dive, people come running to the church. There's war, they run to the church. When there's problems, they run to the church. But when everything's okay, they forget about God. When things are bad, they scream at God. And then they eventually repent and they go to God. So that's the society that we're in right now. Diane, God bless you. Thank you for being with us this morning. Good morning. Good morning. I like that. Thank you. Marinelle, thank you. You're waking me up. That's right. He woke you up this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, did Jesus go, wake up, Marinelle, wake up? Just get in there. But yeah, it's a good thing that Jesus has given us another day for us to go about our day. And what are you going to do today? Are you going to do something productive? Are you going to take care of yourself? You know, we're doing the Daniel Fast, 21-day Daniel Fast. Hey, if you're doing the Daniel Fast, hit down below and let me know that you're doing the Daniel Fast. Every morning, people start the morning off. I mean, every year, people start the year off with the Daniel Fast. Many people do. And we're doing the Daniel Fast, 21 days. I've been doing it for years and years and years. And my children were even reminding me just this past month, talking about how They remember when we were doing the fast. Oh, I remember we were so hungry. Mary, good morning. God bless you. Thank you for being with us, Mary. You're such a blessing. I was watching the service on repeat there, Pastor Juan's service on repeat. Saw you doing worship. God bless you. Maddie, now that's right. Praise the Lord. Those of you on TikTok, put on there a prayer request if you'd like. Just put it down there below, and we'll get a chance to get to that here in a minute. All right, so these are the two words that I shared. Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 10 and 11. Take my instructions and not silver, my knowledge rather than choice gold, for wisdom is better than jewels, and all desirable things cannot compare to her. And then in the book of Psalms, Chapter 37, 7, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because the man who carries out wicked schemes cease from anger, forsake wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evildoers. But I love this. For evildoers will be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord will inherit the land. And the Bible says, verse 11, but the humble will inherit the land and will delight themselves in abundant prosperity. You know, this is my love Bible. And look, I got pages that are, I've lost some pages and I refuse. I have other Bibles, but I lost pages. And this one right here is barely hanging in there. I need to tape it. I need to tape it. It's barely hanging in there. That's my Psalms 37. I need to tape it. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I got another Bible right next to it. Look, I got the Dakes Bible and all the pages all intact. But it's just, you know, that Bible that you have, that you love so much, that's been with you everywhere. It's gone through all the problems that you went through and challenges that you went through and tears and a problem that you go, oh God, help me. You know, we've all been there. That's what that Bible is. That's the Bible that I ignored when I was mad at God, and I ripped through it when I loved on him and he'd love on me. Diane, God bless you doing the Daniel fast. Good, good, good. Mary, yes, good word. Amen. God bless you. All right, so let me give you a couple of updates here real quick. You know, we're doing the Daniel fast. Right now, this is day 8. This is perfect. Day 8 is it's one of the best days ever. All the cravings are gone. All the thoughts about food are gone. Right now, starting now, you're not even going to think very much about food. You're not going to think much about all the cakes and candies and all. You don't even think about it. You just no longer, now for the next several days, you're not going to think very much other than the food that you're eating. You're going to be careful. Make sure that you eat according to your commitment in Daniel chapter 10, that you're not eating any pleasant food. That means no grain, no meat products, no beef, chicken, pork, fish, none of that, no eggs, butter, all that stuff, no fatty items, no animal fat whatsoever. That means bacon, all gone, ham, all gone, can't have any of it. But right now it's going to be easy. Right now, you've already got it. You got your grains down, your fruits, your vegetables. You know about what kind of meals you can have. There's people that have had plant-based meatballs and noodles and pastas, and you discovered there's a whole world of great, great food that obviously may not be as filling or as savory that you may have liked, but it suffices for the commitment of the Lord. And there was a person that I have so many people that send me notes here, and they let me know about what they're doing, and they ask questions, which I encourage everybody to do. Ask me questions about how to do it. And you're doing this not as a losing of weight, even though that's one of the byproducts of it. There's some people that have even put on some weight. That's okay. And what the Daniel fast does, it actually sets like the barometer for your body, what your body's supposed to be like. That's what the Daniel fast. Now, if you added a little exercise on it, that'd be fantastic. But the Daniel fast is about going before God and asking the Lord to answer a prayer. You got to make sure you have a petition, that you have a prayer, that you have what you're believing God for. It's what is it that you're believing God for this year? There's a lot of people there in our fellowship that have received healing in their body and prosperity and jobs, workplaces, and peace in their life, and families come back together. So many different things that they may have been believing God for, and they've been able to receive it. I've received it in my life. I believe I'll receive it again this year. I'm believing for some big things this year, and I need to see the hand of the Lord move. And, you know, we're moving into 5 years here at Center Church. We've completed 4 years. I'm so excited about it. Started in 2019, 20, 21, 22, and now this is 2023. I'll be closing up, or let's see, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, closing up 24 year. So I'll be closing up 5 years here at Center Church this year. So I have 4 years in the books, and now we're going into 5 years, year five. That means we're going to be strong this year. So excited about it. So many things that we'll be doing. Good morning, Jerry. God bless you from the other side of the planet. Thank you so much for being with me. Winter Ross, God bless you, man. Winter Rose, God bless you, lady. Dear Saint, God bless you. Thank you. I think it's the first time you've been here. Not quite sure. You're watching from Liberia, West Africa. Pastor Jerry, God bless you. Thank you so much. Now, Jerry's a friend, and we chat back and forth from time to time. And it's good to have you here on the broadcast. Thank you so much for being with me. Hey, everybody, hit share real quick. I'm about to pray for everybody. I want to get your day started. If you can, let's give it a couple of minutes. Get a chance. Hit share. Put a little comment on there that says if you want to receive your daily prayer, follow Clark Ortiz, and then hit share. And wherever you are, if you're in LinkedIn or YouTube or any of the pages, if you're on X or Instagram, LinkedIn, wherever you are, hit share and let others know about the broadcast. Hey, good morning, Anna. God bless you. Thanks for being on here. Such a blessing. Getting our day started. All right. So we've covered the Psalms and the Proverb, gave you a word of encouragement. You guys hopefully have hit share. I'm going to pray for you. I want to ask the Lord to be with you and set your sail. And then I'm going to give you some updates right after the prayer. So don't go away. We still have about a decent 15 minutes, 10, 15 minutes. So we won't be here for very much longer. If you're getting dressed and ready for for work and school or what have you, you can crank up the volume and listen in the background. It'd be good for you. But I want to make sure that we get started, or just pause right now. Everything, just pause everything. My prayers are not long. Just pause everything and let's go before the Lord and let's ask the Lord to be with us, to walk with us. Amen. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, I just thank you for life. I thank you for the life that you've given us. And Lord, I just ask you right now that you bring peace to Jerusalem and allow there to be peace in the streets of Israel, that this war stop and the war between the Ukraine and Russia. Father, let us have peace around the earth. And Lord, we pray for each other and we ask that you be with us throughout the day. And you see the challenges that we're going to have. We have no idea what we're going to go through today, but you do. And Father, we just ask that you equip us today, that we may be able to succeed in all the areas of our life. And Father, we take on your full armor, that we look like you and act like you. We gird about our loins with the truth of your word and shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We take on the breastplate of righteousness, helmet of salvation, shield of faith, and sword of the spirit, which is your word, that we can cut the devil down to size. And Father, we just thank you that we pray always with all manner of prayer and supplications for the saints in the field, for every missionary, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher that's in the ministry. I ask you to be with them right now in the precious name of Jesus. I ask you to protect them. And you see my friend right now, the issues that they may have inside their lives. Father, you see what's going on in their home. I ask you to just give them a measure of revival. Allow them to pull themselves out of this bondage and to be able to walk before you in truth and in freedom and in peace. Father, prosper them in the way they should go. Father, I pray that whatever they touch prospers and whatever they put their feet on that they shall own. And Lord, we just ask you that you bring them home safely and let others know about what they're going with that. Let others know that they can rest upon you and go before you and ask you for your great grace. Lord, we thank you for this right now in Jesus' precious name. And everybody said, come on, hit it down below. Amen. Come on. If you prayed with me, hit down below. Amen. Give me some love. Share some hearts there on TikTok. All you guys that are with me on TikTok, Joe, thank you. Hilda, thank you. Frisky, thank you. Christian, God bless you. Christian Fox, God bless you. Ricky, Norman, Nelson, God bless you guys. Blue Jacket, Vic, Richard, every single one of you. Hundreds and hundreds. God bless you, every one of you. Queen of Sheba, is that who you are? Queen of Sheba? Great story in the Bible. Maverick, God bless you. Robin, God bless you. Good to see you on here. Thank you. God bless you guys. You guys are such a blessing. And all my friends that are here on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. Carlos, God bless you. Carlos Rodriguez, God bless you. Diane, you're such a blessing, Diane. God bless you. Good talking to you Sunday. God bless. Eve, God bless you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Pastor James, God bless you. Thank you for being with us. You're such a blessing. I thank God for your life and everything that's happening in all that you do. Carlos, God bless you for praying with us. Marinelle, God bless you. Anna, God bless you. Hey, Isaac, saw you at church Sunday. God bless you. Good to see you guys and the kids and everybody. God bless you. Joanne, God bless you, Joanne. Such a blessing. Hey, we got a couple of new people that are over here. Kenneth, God bless you. Good morning to you. God bless you. We welcome you to the broadcast. Thank you for being with us. Yes, everybody is safe. God bless you. Hope everyone's safe in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We just believe it in Jesus' name. Amen. She's got a word here. I'm going to put it on here, Kenneth. Thank you so much. Hope I'm pronouncing your name right, but let's read this. God bless you, and I'm impressed with your teachings. God is using you a lot, and I'm from Pakistan. We have a church and no one to teach us. I welcome you. I want to say that so that the word of God can reach the whole world, we need a spiritual teacher to teach us about Christ. I believe that God will use you abundantly here. I believe it too. Let me ask if you can do something, because I actually prepare this. And especially in Pakistan, there must be a move of God going on in Pakistan. And you can establish and set up a Zoom or a TV if you have the internet. And I know the internet is not as good as it could be, but it's a great way to start. And you can bring in all of our teachings. I make all of our teachings available online on the website at centerchurchfar.com. And you can pull it down and you can put it on and you can gather your people and actually have a wonderful home church, a backyard church. You can even get a big building. And as time progresses and it grows and so forth, will see the hand of God on it, and I'll continue to bring the gospel to you. You can use all the messages and the teachings. And the way I teach, I make it available to where you can translate it. So you can take my videos and you can translate my videos and get the gospel out there. And we'll continue to be praying for you and believe in God for you. So that's what you could be doing. Martinel, God bless you guys. Yeah, so the ministry is reaching globally. We're not just online. Of course, online presence is exactly what it is. It's as large as, you know, you can go everywhere the internet is. But obviously, not everybody watches. Like, for instance, I have 250,000 people here. But by the time I'm done with the broadcast, I'll probably have a few thousand people that have kind of clicked through and they digested maybe about a minute or two of the video. By the end of the day, it's in probably the tens of thousands of viewers across all my platforms, but nowhere near the 250,000. So we're on a satellite platform, and I'll be doing a video setting up a piece of satellite equipment at the church today. And or this week, it might take me more than a day to do it, but it's a satellite dish that downloads signals, and we're going to be able to bring in the church program from a television network that reaches all of Pakistan, India. It goes into Korea, South Vietnam. It reaches that whole area, East Africa, covers that whole area, and we're on there every single day preaching the gospel on this network. And then here in the United States, we're on another satellite, same network, covers all of North America, all the way down to South America. So there's a big audience that we have over our medium. And then King Jesus Television Network is growing. We're on TVer and our TV station here in the Valley. And so we want to be able to add it. I have meetings set up, some virtual meetings set up with different TV station owners, and we're believing God that we'll be able to add more areas where the King Jesus Television Network, and so it'll be coming soon, coming to a station near you in Jesus' name. We want to make sure that we can reach out to everybody that we can. You can go to kingjesustv.com. You can click on the .com and be able to watch the broadcast. All of Center Church programming is on there, and we want to make it available to you to where you can see everything that's there. Now, who am I? I'm Pastor Clark Ortiz. For those of you that are new, I pastor in the city of Farr. The city is spelled P-H-A-R-R. It's on the bottom of my name here on my live broadcast, not quite on TikTok. And I encourage you to Google Center Church Farr to get information, directions on how to come to the church. Now, on Wednesdays, we're going to be teaching this year on the Word of Faith. I'm going to talk to you about what faith is. And I shared a little bit about it on Sunday morning. Just to share a little bit more with you, my father and I planted a church in Harlingen called Faith Pleases God Church. My family has. My brother is pastoring it. He's been pastoring it now, I think, 18, 19 years now. And he's been pastoring the church, Faith Pleases God Church in Harlingen. And so I probably have messages that I was able to keep that I have. I have about 3,800 messages on faith, just teachings from there. If I add the teachings that I had in Irving, Texas, in Dallas, Texas for a number of years, in San Antonio for a number of years, and Topeka, Kansas, Corpus Christi, all the different works that I've done, probably have taught on faith about 20,000 times, 20,000 times. My father was a faith teacher and moved out, and we saw miracle signs and wonders like you wouldn't even believe, prosperity and healing and joy would hit the church, and he preached the best that I could figure was a little over 30,000 times. So I have about almost half, I have about a little over 55,000 teachings that I've either taught or that I've sat under live and in person. Now, that's not including all the books that I've read, the Bible, how many times I've read through it and studied on faith and all these various topics of the word. And I am nowhere near a novice this topic. And so on Wednesday night is our Bible study night. And for the year 2024, I'm going to be taking everybody through a journey of faith that is going to be astronomical. And we're going to have a faith convention and conference. And we'll be talking about when that's going to take place. And on Sunday morning, I'm doing something rather unique. I'm so excited about it. I'm preaching. On Sunday morning, I'm taking everybody through every book of the Bible, and I'm going to do it in 52 weeks. There's 66 books of the Bible, but we're going to teach on 66 books of the Bible in 52 weeks. I don't know how that's going to work, but we're going to have fun with it. And you're going to discover what every book has to say, kind of like a Cliff Notes message, but you're going to come away with an inspiration and a word that will be fantastic. So I don't want you to miss a single Sunday morning. This past Sunday, we covered Genesis, that everything begins and ends with Jesus. He is the beginning. It was fantastic. And how we're to take our heart and exercise our faith to help our brethren and help those that are around us. And if you get a chance, go listen to Sunday morning's message. I'm going to edit it this morning. I'm going to put it out there, just the whole teaching, to make sure it's available with all my notes. And then if you go on centerchurchfar.com, far spelled P-H-A-R-R. So if you go to the website, centerchurchfar.com, we have a blog page. Click on the blog page, but you have to hit subscribe. When you hit subscribe, then you are notified every time I upload a new blog. And I'm going to be putting all my Bible notes of every message that I'm preaching. Every time I preach right afterwards, I'm going to put my Bible notes on there. And I want you to take those notes and preach them. I want you to share the gospel. Tell everybody it's yours. I don't care. What I care about is that the gospel will go out there. And you can actually use this as a home Bible study. You can have a home group or go set up an IHOP study and go set up something at Starbucks with some friends once a week, once a month. And just grab some of those notes and just do a deep dive in the Word of God. And it's going to be fantastic. I promise you it's going to be well worth it and you are going to enjoy it. Esther, good morning. God bless you. Thank you so much for being with me. Mike, good morning. Good to see you here, Mike. God bless you. Such a joy to see you here. Yeah, so Sunday morning, every morning on Sunday, I'm teaching on a book of the Bible. So I did Genesis this past Sunday. Next Sunday is going to be Exodus. And we're going to go down the line, every book in the Bible, and we're giving you a condensed version of it that by the end of the year, you're going to know what is in here. You're going to know what. Now, you can read the Bible. Also, I encourage you to read the Bible. But I'm going to do this dynamic 52-week study on the complete Bible. Oh, I'm so excited about that. So I don't want you to miss out on it. All right, my friends, thank you so much for being with me. Okay, so what did we do? We did a Psalms and a Proverbs of the day. We did an update. We prayed for you. I gave you a word of encouragement, and I believe you guys received it. You guys hit follow and share and subscribe and all that good stuff. I don't think there's anything more that I can do on this broadcast. Hey, guys, I thank you so much for being with me. You guys are such a joy, and I want to encourage you that Jesus loves you tremendously, and so do I. I'm going to put a couple of commercials here, and I pray that the Lord bless you. Amen. Go take on the day.
This January, Center Church will be doing our annual Daniel Fast. Start the year with a fresh diet and a fresh chapter with the Lord. The Daniel Fast is a partial fast that consists of only fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and water, and lasts for 21 days. That means we set aside foods such as meat, dairy, sugar, refined grains, leavening agents, solid fats, caffeine, and alcohol as a sacrifice and an act of worship. This is a great opportunity for making us especially receptive to what God wants us to hear. Join us from January 1st to the 21st and see what God has in store for you. Scan the QR code for text updates and more information. Introducing TVer, your go-to streaming platform that brings high-quality and family-friendly entertainment to your home. Watch live streams, teachings from TVer founder Pastor Clark Ortiz, and much more. For just $9.99 a month, you'll get access to everything TVer has to offer. Never miss a moment. Download the TVer app now and start streaming whether you're at home or on the go. TVer, one place, one focus, one simple solution.